Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I agree with you 100%. All scripture is given, but all scripture doesn't have the same purpose. I once had a theologian challenge me. He says, "You're saying that Jesus' words are more inspired." And I said, "No, I'm not. All of scripture is inspired, but not all scripture has the same purpose." And I said, "For example, do you know what Chronicles 26:18 says?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, do you know what John 3:16 says?" He says, "Of course." I said, "Quote it." And he quoted it. And then I said, "Let me tell you, Chronicles 26:18 says, 'At Parbar westward, four at the causeway, and two at Parbar.'" Now, that's just as inspired as John 3:16, mm-hmm. but it has a very different purpose. Mm. And Jesus, not Steve Scott, not Billy Graham, not the Pope, Jesus has made 21 promises about his spoken words that he didn't make about the rest of Scripture. And it wasn't his way of de-emphasizing Scripture, but he made his promises about his words, and his promises were to an exclusive group of people, not just his disciples, but to anyone who would abide in his words, hear them, and do them. So these 21 promises that are mind-boggling, and I've got them all listed if we want to go through a couple of them a little later, but are made to that group of people that will abide in his word and do what he said. Now, what's so cool is John 8:30, 31, 32 says, "And many of the Jews believed in him." And then it goes on and he says, "And to those who believed him," they were had just become believers minutes earlier, "to them who believed him, Jesus said, 'If you abide in my word, you'll be my true disciple. You'll know the truth.'" And he, of course, he is the truth. "And the truth will set you free," in context, "from sin," or from the mastery of sin. So he makes this incredible promise of true discipleship, not to his own disciples, but to anyone, man, woman, boy, girl, 8-year-old, 80-year-old, anyone who will abide in his word, he promises they will become his true disciple. They'll know the truth, and the truth will make them free. Problem is, most people don't abide in the words of Jesus Christ today. In fact, they're far and few between, as terrible as that sounds, but I have a hard time finding them. And as I find them and they see what Jesus said about his own words after they pick themselves up off the floor, their lives are transformed. And some of these are pastors and their churches are transformed. Now, instead of making Bible students, they're making disciples.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.